Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese.
I'm Lynn Green.
And welcome to Stadium to Boardroom, the only show where we share insights about the stars in sports who become stars in business. And we're here today with Drew Brees. How are you, Drew?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. And I want to tell you, so excited to be with you because you are one of the few people who have truly transcended sports. So I want to start off asking about the concept of leadership. Are there any similarities in success in sports and in business, or are they different?
No, I mean, there's absolutely similarities. I think leadership carries across, you know, all segments, you know, no matter what you're involved in. And very simply put, leadership is the ability to motivate and inspire. And people can do that in a lot of different ways. I think we've all been around those who, you know, are very vocal leaders. There's something about them. There's a personality. There's an energy. There's a positivity that people gravitate towards. There's those that are very quiet. You know, I had teammates who I probably only heard say just a few words in our careers together, and yet they motivated and inspired me every day by their work ethic, you know, by the way that they approached their craft. By the way that they would practice, by their dedication to the team. They didn't need to say anything. You know, their actions, spoke loudly enough. So, but I think if you just boil it down, you know, what is leadership? It's the ability to get the best out of those around you. And so how you do that, I think needs to match your personality. I think it needs to be authentic. And when people see that you care and they see that you have their best interests at heart, as well as the team's, I think that goes a long way.
Drew, there's so many athletes who start restaurants or do things and just put their name on it and don't get involved. And statistically, when we did work at Babson College, we find that about 60 to 70% of them fail. Now, you're successful. Then what are you doing differently? Okay, in that area,
I think with first off, you want to do things that you are passionate about, that you can set the same types of goals and standards towards that you did when you were an athlete. So the same type of preparation, the same type of team building, the same type of goal setting, the same type of approach that you had, you know, week in, week out with your athletic career, you want to apply to whatever you're doing in that next chapter of life. And it just happens, for me that, I found, a great place in franchising, with a lot of these, you know, restaurant businesses where, look, I started off as a customer of every business that I'm involved in. And in fact, I was a customer first in all these. You know, my journey in franchising started because I was a college kid at Purdue University back in 1997, and I would order Jimmy John sandwiches to the dorm 3 days a week, right? Sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning, I would order a number 9 with no cheese, add hot peppers, and 15 minutes later, I'd have some dude come rolling up on a bicycle and hand me a fresh Jimmy John sandwich. And I'd take a bite of that sandwich, and I was like, man, this, like, it is so consistent. It is so good. Each and every time I know exactly what I'm getting. And I called and he got here in 15 minutes. This is the most amazing thing ever, right? And so I get drafted by the San Diego Chargers in 2001. I come out to San Diego. There's no Jimmy John's. I go to New Orleans 5 years later. There's no Jimmy John's. The only time I could get Jimmy John's is when I was going back to Purdue University, right? So finally in 2011, I mean, here we are like 10 years after college. I'm literally sitting taking a bite of a number 9 at the State Street location at Jimmy John's at Purdue University. And I said, that's it. I have to get Jimmy John's down to New Orleans. Like, I am done only being able to get it when I come up to the Midwest. So I call up a friend of mine who had actually been a walk-on at Purdue. He's a buddy of mine. He had been working at Jimmy John's while he was a walk-on, while he was a student, a remarkable guy. Ends up becoming VP of operations for Jimmy John's corporate. And I call him up and I say, Carl, what do I need to do to bring Jimmy Johns down to New Orleans. And he said, well, we just opened up the territory. Are you serious? I say, yes. So that is how I became a Jimmy Johns franchisee. Selfishly, because I wanted Jimmy Johns 3 times a week down in New Orleans. But I also felt like, you know what? What a great opportunity to bring a great brand down to New Orleans. I mean, shoot, at times we would employ 30 people in a day down at our first Jimmy Johns location in New Orleans. And here we are now with 25 locations throughout the Southeast. It's been a great business. Look, it's had its ups and downs at times, but you know, certainly in the beginning years, man, I would try to involve myself in every aspect of that business. With our operating partners, I would sit in on meetings all the time with our managers. I would actually go out and try to select new sites. I would negotiate leases with landlords. And I was doing all kinds of stuff because I wanted to understand the business. I wanted to learn the business. I wanted to know what it took for it to be successful. I think at the end of the day, that's really what gave me a passion for franchising. And I think put me on this path to continue to identify other brands that were also very authentic, brands that I really loved and wanted to be involved with and wanted to help grow. And that's the origin story around my foray into franchising.
Well, Drew, it's a great story, and let's stay on business. So obviously when you grow up as an athlete, you have a lot of people who you learn from. Who have you learned from in business, either a business or a person, but who has helped teach you about how to succeed in business?
Well, I'm very fortunate. I've had a lot of mentors in business and in life, for that matter. You know, coming off of Jimmy John's, you know, franchisee experience. You know, I was looking for the next, kind of the next opportunity. And I'd always kind of wanted to create my own sports bar concept. And so, I remember here I am in New Orleans now. It's around 2015. And we would always stay the night before games. We would always stay in downtown New Orleans. And then I would drive right up Poydras Street to the Superdome. Okay. And as I'm on that drive, I would always pass the sports bar on my right. It was called Walk-On's, sports bar and bistro.
And oh, absolutely. Like, that's the one you got involved.
I was like, man, that place looks pretty cool. I need to go check that place out because, you know, I want to create my own sports bar concept. Maybe I'll get some ideas. And I remember walking in and saying to myself, you know what? Golly, like, I love the design. I love the way they put the TVs. I love the way they put the bar. They've got this little private area. Like, they got the pop shot and everybody's so friendly. Like, I love the culture. I love that. I'm like, dang it. I was like, if I were to create a sports bar concept, it would be just like this. Like, exactly. So I was like, okay, well, instead of trying to create my own, why don't I just see what these guys are up to? You know, so I start researching walk-ons, and get a chance to meet and know Brandon Landry, who's one of the co-founders of the brand, and to feel his passion and dedication to something that, you know, he and his best friend in college had created back when they were walk-ons at LSU. They were walk-ons on the basketball team back at LSU from 1997 to 2001. Ironically, the exact same time that I was at Purdue University. And they had basically drawn their sports bar concept on the back of a napkin when they were coming back from a game from Tennessee. And here they were now kind of in the very early stages of building this brand. You know, they had a couple corporate locations, but, you know, Brandon's vision and goal for this was to turn it into a massive franchise concept and really change the game, kind of call it in the full service, you know, sports bar restaurant, very food, like, menu first, food focused, restaurant, and bringing a taste of Louisiana to the rest of the world. And I thought, you know what? Man, you are doing it right. I believe in you. And I've learned so much from Brandon along the way. You know, he's been one of those people, you know, throughout the other franchise businesses that I'm involved in, Everbowl, Stretch Zone, Small Sliders. There's quite a few others, Framworth. I've been able to develop a great group of calling mentors, friends, experienced people in the business that I have a chance to, you know, glean information from on a daily basis, that continue to help, you know, push me to be better, to be a lifelong learner, and to be really successful in this space.
We're about to take a commercial break right now on Stadium to Boardroom. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Drew Brees, and we're going to ask him about Hurricane Katrina and how sports can transcend society. Back in a few.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Robert Grace.
And Lynn Green.
And we're back on Stadium to Boardroom, and we're speaking with Drew Brees. So let's go back a couple of years, and there was Hurricane Katrina, which was decimated. And what was that like for you? What was going through your mind? Because you actually came back, bring the Saints their first Super Bowl, and rebuilt the city. So what's it like when a sport can actually transcend the sport and change society?
Yeah, look, you see it. You see it all the time. And it's why sports has always been so important to our society. I think about what sports meant to our society through COVID, you know, when people were stuck at home and, you know, they weren't sure what, you know, the future of society was going to look like after having to go through something like that they never thought would happen. And yet sports was always something that people could rally around and something they would, you know, kind of yearn to do together because it's such a social thing as well. But, it has the ability to lift spirits. It has the ability to give people hope. And that's exactly what sports did for the city of New Orleans and really the entire Gulf Coast region post Katrina. You know, I signed with the New Orleans Saints 6 months after Katrina. And I remember my first visit to New Orleans, driving around and basically seeing, you know, 90% of the city completely devastated, completely destroyed. I mean, it looked like a bomb had gone off. It looked like a war zone. And I remember seeing it on TV 6 months previous when I was with the San Diego Chargers at the time. And I mean, you have no sense of just really how bad that was. I mean, you looked at it and said, golly, that looks terrible. But I mean, to see it in person and then to begin to hear the stories and meet the people that had gone through it. And so I think we knew that as a team that this was so much bigger than just football, and that each and every time we stepped on the field, we carried a great responsibility. It wasn't pressure, but it was a great responsibility. And that was that we represented the entire city of New Orleans, the entire Gulf Coast region, and that we wanted to represent them the absolute best way that we could. And we also understood that Monday mornings after a Saints win, that those people woke up with a little extra pep in their step when it came back to rebuilding their homes, rebuilding their lives. And so we knew we played a big part in that. And also, you know, honestly, we were at a point as a team where, man, the Saints had not had a lot of years of success leading up to that. There had been a lot of dysfunction, and there had been a lot of struggle. And I think the team and all of us also needed the feeling that we had people that were behind us, you know, and so all of a sudden it just became kind of this interwoven, you know, kind of feeling of we've got the best fan base in the world. We've got the most loyal fan base in the world. We got this fan base that, you know, they don't have enough money to rebuild their homes and their lives, but they're finding ways to make it to Saints games to support our team. And you know, that was really the start of kind of that journey to the Super Bowl that we won in 2009. That was really for them.
And Drew, one more question. Many times we ask people to define success, and very often they say, well, part of success is actually giving back to charity and making a difference. Did you believe in that also?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I think success is, you know, continuing to be a lifelong learner, continuing to think about personal growth, continuing to think about how you can take all that has been poured into you from coaches, teachers, mentors, and be able to pass that on to the next generation. At the end of the day, we all have a role in making this society as great as it can possibly be. And you know, I think we always have to ask ourselves, you know, where's our identity? You know, it's one of the hardest things, I think, when transitioning from professional sports, is, you know, the way I equate it is, you know, so many guys and gals, you've dedicated your early life to being the very best athlete that you could possibly be. And then all of a sudden when that's over, you know, at times I think we all feel like maybe our identity was wrapped up in that sport or, you know, what we were playing. And so that's why I think a lot of people, when they get done, it's like, well, man, what do I do now? Like, I'm this highly skilled, highly trained, you know, athlete, you know, similar to what somebody might say about in the military. You know, I'm this highly trained, you know, military, you know, personnel. I have this skill set that, man, how do I translate that to, you know, society? And at the end of the day, man, there's so many skills in and around leadership, in and around teamwork that this society needs, right? They need that. And so, finding areas where you can basically take those skills that you've learned and be able to apply that and help teach others, help lift others up. But I think in speaking about identity, I think, you know, I've been a Christian since I was 17 years old. And so, you know, my identity is wrapped up in Christ. My identity is wrapped up in being the best person that I can be and helping to influence others in a really positive way and helping to lift them up and, helping to equip them to be, you know, the future leaders of this great country and this world.
Just a quick question. You said you became a Christian at 17 years old. What happened there?
Yeah. So I was, you know, up until that point, you know, I'd gone to church a little bit. My parents were divorced. They divorced when I was seven. My both got remarried, and I was actually, it was during my junior year of high school. And, you know, I was a multi-sport athlete in high school. I'd say, you know, my world was wrapped up in and around, you know, my athletic career. And, you know, that's where I was setting all my goals towards. You know, I want to be a college athlete, you know, all these things. And I remember my junior year, I ended up tearing my ACL in the playoffs in on my high school football team. My high school football team was a perennial powerhouse, Westlake High School in Austin, Texas. And, you know, we were on our way to winning a state championship. I mean, there was no doubt it was probably the best team we'd ever had. We'd never won one. And all of a sudden I go down with an ACL injury. We lose the next week. And here I am sitting in church a couple weeks later, big knee brace on my knee, thinking to myself, man, is my football career over? Is my sports career over? Because now I can't play basketball. I can't play baseball, right? This is my junior year. This is when you get recruited. Like, I just felt like all my dreams were just being ripped away from me. And I remember sitting, in First Baptist Church of Austin, Texas, and I'm sitting in the pew, and, you know, normally I'd go to church and, you know, just be, you know, a younger brother. We wouldn't be paying attention. We'd just be, you know, kind of messing around and, not really listening. But for whatever reason, this Sunday was different, you know, and I think maybe it was because, you know, I had a little bit of my athletic career flashing before my eyes. But nonetheless, I remember sitting there listening to our pastor talking about God looking for a few good men, to lead his kingdom. And I just felt like he was speaking to me. I felt like God just reached into my heart and said, all right, you're one of those people. And, you know, from that moment on, I realized that, you know, it wasn't about sports. It wasn't about my own, I think personal, or selfish aspirations, that it was about, wrapping my identity up in God. And that no matter what happened, that he had me, it was kind of a renewed mindset, you know, from then on. And, it helped me get through, you know, that, you know, the next 8 months of rehabilitation and, you know, wondering if I would ever have an athletic career again. And, then coming out that next season, we win a state championship, go on, have a successful baseball year, go to Purdue University, and the rest is history. But that, that faith base always remained very strong.
Robert, I'm stunned. Okay. I mean, I have other questions, but boy, what Drew has been saying, the way he's been saying it, the words of wisdom. Thank you so much for coming aboard.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Jim Rowley. How are you, Jim?
I'm great, Robert. How are you?
Really good, and glad to be with you. Jim is the CEO of Crunch Worldwide, and he became CEO in 2009. We're going to hear about his leadership philosophy that he learned from the U.S. Marine Corps. And let's start off, though, first with Crunch Fitness. So you're in a very competitive space. Everyone now is focused on getting in shape, going to gyms. I know you've one philosophy of no judgments, but talk about what differentiates you in the market.
I think the biggest differentiation for Crunch is we try to make serious fitness fun, right? So how do you do that? And a lot of that is about engaging with the member. Every gym I compete with basically has the same equipment. They offer the same personal training, or maybe they don't. They might have classes, or maybe they don't. Locker rooms are very similar and everything else. But what happens inside the box, right? And what happens inside the box is we really try to engage our members. We've done some great studies with Bain and Company years ago to understand the differentiation between our members and maybe our competitors' members. And our members are very active and very fitness conscious. And a lot of our competitors, they might have membership roles and so forth, but the level of the fitness mindset isn't necessarily there. So because we've got a highly active, highly engaged member who wants serious results, we try to create a fun environment to do that. So we have a plethora of modalities and so forth. But if I step back away from that, it's really about the cultural mindset of the team member, the company, the franchise owner, and the member, and unifying those together.
So I like that word fun, and very few CEOs use it, but the ones who use it are usually the ones who are best 100 companies to work for in America. Define some specifics, Jim, that you have that make things fun.
Well, it starts with the way we train our employees. We train our employees. Look, the first thing we say is smiles are free, right? So a smile in itself might be the first smile that that person gets all day. They might have a difficult commute. They might have a difficult profession. There might be things in their whole day that just aren't that inspiring and fun. And when they get to Crunch, can we greet them with a smile? Could that be the first smile they got all day? Welcome to your neighborhood and your community gym. And then we, again, culturally, we talk about kindness. We talk about inclusiveness. We talk about things that are words that maybe are overused now with people trying to create their mission. We've been doing this since 1989, right? We've been talking about having a soul and being part of your community bigger than just a physical box for more than 30 years. So it's about not just having these buzzwords on the wall, but how do you identify talent? How do you train and develop the talent? How do you get them to incorporate your philosophies and bring that culture into the community? And then the challenge we had in 2010 was, okay, now franchise that. And get 75 other owners to do the same thing. But if it starts with, like, who doesn't want to have fun, Robert? Like, who wants to go to a workout gym that isn't fun, that sucks the life out of you when you get there, or that's indifferent? So Crunch, through our marketing, through our training, through our ideology, we put fun first.
And how do you, as a CEO, manifest fun? So you have, I think it's about 425 gyms, a lot of gyms. So you're going around, you're meeting with trainers, you're meeting with the heads of gyms as well. What do you as CEO do to engage these? Because you really are managing like 425 CEOs.
I am and I'm not, right? So we're a franchise company and an owned company. We've got roughly 50 gyms that we own and then the other, you know, 400 some odd that are independently owned and operated through a franchise network of 75 franchise owners. So really it's how do I get those 75 owners to believe in the culture and the philosophy and the ideology of Crunch? And here's the beautiful part. Most of those owners are private equity groups, very experienced fitness operators. They've been entrepreneurs before. They sought us out, right? So they looked at the competition. They looked at the other fitness franchises and said, that's not aligned with me. They might have looked at their financial performance. They might have looked at their individual clubs and how they're built and designed. But those franchise owners came to Crunch and said, I want to know more about this experience. So there's already this this almost non-spoken alignment that says, I'm appealing to that as a franchise owner. So we just build from there. We have annual conferences. We have a regular information sharing. We've got regular meetings. We've got a training, a university. So we try to implement everything into that. But the first thing is in the initial conversation, are we aligned? Is there an alignment between your philosophy that's not just aligned around your profits, right? Because anybody can chase money, but it's aligned around your philosophy as a human, your philosophy as a business person, your philosophy as a trainer and a coach, all of those things. So we look for that synergy. We don't have 400 franchise owners. We have 75 that represent more than 2,000 units, both open and sold, but not open yet. So our idea is to stay small to grow big.
Is there any one sentence that codifies how to build a great culture? Is it discipline? Is it back to fun? Is it back to accountability? What's the one core thing that you recognize? Because you've been running this now almost 15 years.
One sentence that sums it all up? I mean, I probably harken back to my military days to say, no one is coming. It's up to you.
Oh, I like it. So it's all about the initiative, the responsibility, the vision.
It all starts with you, and I don't just mean me. It starts with the front desk representative. No one's coming. It's up to you. So the interaction you're about to have with a guest, a potential member, somebody who wants to lob praise on the business, or somebody who's concerned about something in the business, somebody who wants to complain, whatever it might be, it's up to you. So if we have trained the team member to have the skill sets necessary for all of those circumstances, then we've done it right, right? So I believe there's only three types of teams. You have an incapable team, you have a capable team, and you have a highly capable team. My job is to ensure that we have a highly capable team. So I spend a lot of time, effort, and energy doing that. And I work on having the team members have the ability to inspire, encourage, and motivate themselves. Not to always look for that external motivation. We work in a society now where everybody's overstimulated and everybody's blaming everybody else and everybody's looking for the easy path. And I try to boil it down to this most simplest form. Do we hire, train, and develop team members that can inspire, encourage, and motivate themselves? So what do I have to do that? I have to provide the environment in which they can.
Absolutely. So you have learned a lot of this with your military career. Talk about that.
Yeah, I spent the better part of 8 years in the United States Marine Corps. I did not go to college right out of high school. I went in the Marine Corps. My father was a Marine. My grandfathers both served 20 plus years in the Navy during World War II in Korea. A lot of uncles that were Marines or Army. So a long military kind of history in our family. So I was inspired at a very young age to kind of follow suit. I did so, and it was perfect for me. I was able to accelerate, get promoted quickly, have some special assignments, practice what the leadership traits, characteristics, and philosophies of the Marine Corps had as a leader, as a platoon sergeant, and demonstrate that maybe I had the leadership qualities early. This was in my early or late teens, early 20s. And then when I found myself as a veteran and not knowing kind of what the assimilation would be between Marine Corps, not to civilian, I don't believe once you're in the military, you ever become a civilian again. I believe you're always now a veteran. But what would that assimilation look like? And how could I embrace the things that I had learned over the period of time in the Marine Corps? And it took some time. I really had to figure that out. I also had this chip on my shoulder that I was competing with people who had a 4-year degree or higher education, that term that we use and so forth. So that kind of was a chip on my shoulder that made me work harder, maybe emphasize really on reading and consuming a lot of information about sales tactics and leadership tactics and philosophy. And to be honest with you, when I consumed all of that, I finally went back and said, the Marine Corps had existed for 200 some odd years at that point and had really identified the best practices with respect to molding leaders and to identifying the strengths in leaders and the characteristics and the qualities. And so I went back to a lot of my information from the Marine Corps and started applying that.
We're about to take a commercial break right now, but when we come back, we're going to hear one how that Marine Corps experience transferred into leadership. Number two, all of you CEOs, you want a healthy culture, you're going to hear straight from Jim what you do to get your culture to be healthy and in better shape. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional-class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jim Rowley, who is the CEO of Crunch Worldwide. And we're hearing about your 8 years in the Marines and what you learned. So how has that manifested itself into your leadership? What are the core principles that you use?
I mean, look, the core principles are going to be judgment, right? They're going to be characteristics and principles, right? So I think that the biggest thing as a leader is that core integrity, right? We talk about it all the time. And the one true definition I think that I have and I've pushed myself for versus a lot of leaders that I see that struggle with some of these things is they have all the buzzwords and they've read all the books, but they haven't done the things. Like, are they really a person of integrity, right? Are they a person who is loyal, who is trustworthy, who could be counted on? And I have pushed myself almost to the extreme with many of those things. And I'm not perfect, right? I'm an imperfect man seeking perfection. But I have really pushed myself to the point where now, after doing this for, you know, 30 years, it's probably time for me to pass the baton on to somebody else eventually, because it's consumed me with being a good leader who's seeking the ability to become a great leader, right? So what have I learned? Self-awareness is number one. How do I feel? Can I be self-aware, right? Because a lot of people get the title, they get the business card, they get the compensation or whatever, but they're clueless, right? The second thing is self-regulation. What can I do? What can I do as a leader to change the outcome? And really what I focus on is I can have an ordinary outcome or I can have an extraordinary outcome. And how do I migrate between the two, right? And then three is situational awareness. How do I make other people feel? How do I make other people feel when I come in? Is it a stressful situation and a panic situation? Is it something they look forward to or they don't look forward to? Do they seek shelter when I'm in their business, or do they seek alignment and want to share and things like that? And finally, the fourth one is situational regulation. What can I do, right? So how do I feel? What can I do? How do others feel? What can I do, right? So I try to look at that. I try to not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. I'm out in my facilities. I meet with my franchisees. I train my teams. As a CEO, I don't put that on to somebody else. If I want to talk about how to build a winning team, I'm going to develop the content and I'm going to present that to my teams, right? So if you're asking me to narrow it down, it's those types of things.
And I got to tell you, CEOs, you just got a PhD in leadership right here from Jim. I think that's fantastic. I want to shift over to the next topic, which is CEOs are always trying to get a healthy culture. They know people productivity, especially now that people aren't working in the office. And obviously fitness is a core part of that. You've told me in the past you've relationships with a ton of corporations. Talk about how those work and what CEOs should know about Crunch Fitness or Crunch Worldwide, pardon me.
Well, so a lot of things to unpack there. I think that we've got hundreds and hundreds of relationships with with corporate partners, Google, PwC, all the big banks in the U.S. And we also have business with local, hyper-local businesses. Maybe they're running a sandwich shop, or they're running a dry cleaner, or they're running a bowling alley or a movie theater, whatever. Those relationships exist because we have a corporate sales department, and they generate an opportunity for these corporations, both large and small, mom and pop, from 10 employees all the way up to thousands of employees, to offer a discount program to encourage their team members to participate at Crunch, right? So why do we do that? One, we've got an incredibly obese society. We're one of the most obese nations on the planet. We've got a plethora of information on why not to be obese and how not to be obese and everything else. We've got the first generation of children that aren't going to outlive their parents. Let that sink in for a second. We've got a generation of children that won't outlive their parents because of their habits. And their habits are a sedentary lifestyle, sitting, right? And sitting is the new smoking, if you can believe that, right? So sitting is more detrimental to your personal health than smoking. And what do? We allow them to have the screen time, whether it's on their phone, their iPad, their tablet, their computer, their television, or whatever. And I don't want to be that guy who says, in my day, we rode bikes till the lights came on and everything else. But the reality is we did. We didn't consume large portions of food. Portion control is a massive issue. So I think because we've got an obesity epidemic, most of our deaths in America are related to heart disease, diabetes, and cancers, all of which can be prevented through a healthy lifestyle, incorporating exercise and nutrition. The CEOs, the corporations, the small mom and pops, the business owners and everything, you need to think about, what am I doing to help my team members, my employees, live a healthy lifestyle? Also, how do I benefit? Okay, I can tell you just the aha moment is a sick employee is not working. Somebody who doesn't feel well is not thinking about being productive at work. The cost of healthcare goes up when you have sick employees. So why not offer the assistance, the discount, or at least the access to Crunch so that your employees can maintain a healthier lifestyle and their family members, to be honest with you. And part of being a leader is being resilient, being present, being confident, being focused, but it's also being grateful. And I think that you can show your gratitude by offering a discount to Crunch Fitness through your company. And you can find us at crunch.com, and we'd be happy to invite you into our family.
And I like that. I was just about to ask you the website. There you have it, crunch.com. So, Jim, I want to thank you for being a guest on the CEO Show and for the really important work you're doing on building a healthy and a motivated America.
Thank you very much, Robert. This has been my pleasure. I think your podcast is so interesting in that it really focuses on the CEO. And look, I'd love to come back if you'd ever have me. Thank you.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
Hi, I'm Robert Rees, and if you'd like to learn from the top CEOs in America, join me weekday afternoons at 5 p.m. for the Best of the CEO Forum on 1540 AM WADK, Newport, Rhode Island.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.